Mindfulness of breathing. This mindfulness practice will take about 10 minutes, so it's a good idea to find a comfortable chair and a time and place where you're unlikely to be disturbed for the duration of our short breath and body practice. So finding a comfortable seat and making sure that your back is well supported, that your feet can reach the floor with legs uncrossed, maybe wiggling your bottom back a little bit so that your tailbone is right in the corner of the chair where the seat meets the back. Allow your shoulders to relax away from your ears, and perhaps tucking the chin under just a tiny bit so there's no sense of tightness or nipping or tension at the back of the neck as much as possible. Your arms can just relax on your lap or rest on the arms of the chair if the chair has got arms. You might like to close your eyes. You might prefer to keep them open. And if your eyes are open, it's a good idea to drop your gaze towards the floor, maybe with a softer focus. This often helps us to really notice what's going on in our mindfulness practice as it happens and be a little less distracted. And so just settling into our mindfulness of breath practice by first of all connecting with a sense of our own body sitting here. Becoming aware of yourself sitting in the chair. And perhaps specifically now, taking the attention down to the soles of your feet and noticing the contact that the soles of your feet are making inside your shoes, if you've got shoes on, or between your socks or feet or the ground underneath. Really sensing into that experience of contact and pressure. And maybe noticing wider sensations in your feet, a sense of temperature or anything else that might be here. And the next invitation is to allow your attention to travel up into your legs, noticing your legs as a whole, the lower leg on both sides, the bend at your knees, an awareness of your thighs and particularly maybe the backs of the thighs resting into the seat of the chair, a sense of being held, a sense of contact and pressure. And noticing also your sitting bones, the bones in your bottom that hold your weight, and as much as possible having that weight even from side to side. So there's a real sense of being grounded and supported by the floor and the chair. As you now become aware of your spine, the length of your spine from the tailbone right up to the very top of your head. For a moment, perhaps allowing the top of the head to move ever so slightly closer to the ceiling, creating a sense of length and lift and spaciousness in your spine so that you find a way to sit with uplift without any sense of stiffness. Shoulders can relax, arms can rest against your thighs or the arms of the chair. As you guide your attention to the area of your face, perhaps allowing the face to soften a little, maybe around the forehead or the eyes or the jaw, so that we're sitting here supported by the chair and the floor, lifting and spacious in our back and spine, relaxed around the shoulders and in the face, fully aware that we're here. And noticing also that we're breathing. And now tuning into the flow of your own breath, breathing in, sensing into the experience of breathing in, noticing the sensations in your body with each in-breath and then with the following out-breaths. Noticing also if the mind is busy, wandering off into planning and thinking, or maybe even remembering are mulling over something from earlier in the day or earlier in your past. And if that's happening, as it inevitably will, just noticing and gently redirecting your attention back to an awareness of the sensations of your breath. Knowing that this mind wandering is perfectly normal. It's not a mistake. But also knowing that as you notice that the mind has wandered, this is a moment of mindfulness, a moment of awareness, giving you an opportunity to choose to return to what you'd like to focus on, which for now is the flow and sensation of your own breathing. Breathing in, noticing that you're breathing in. Breathing out, noticing the sensations of the next out-breath. Perhaps noticing movements at the throat, cool air entering the body and warmer air leaving. Perhaps noticing movements of the upper chest, a sense of expansion and opening. With an in-breath, a sense of softening and letting go with the out-breath. Maybe sensations at the sides of your body, as the ribs expand and move outwards with each in-breath and fall back with the following out-breaths. And perhaps even an awareness of movement right down in your tummy area. Tummy expanding and falling back with each in-breath and out-breath. And as the mind wanders, we just gently redirect our attention back to the sensations of our breathing. So that now we can experiment with an idea that the breath can expand beyond the extent of our chest, so that we can breathe into our whole body as we sit here. And so just noticing if that's possible for you, breathing as if the breath could fill your whole body, expanding your attention out from an awareness of the breath in the chest to an awareness of your whole body sitting here breathing. A whole body sitting here breathing.